The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Can we lift our hands and bless the name of the Lord from the depth of our heart? Lift your voice, mean it, truly mean it, and bless Him. Oh, we bless you, Father. Shakata balarakate te te roko shente roko. Shente roko fedi shatabaka. Oh, Jesus, bless you. Oh, shame, shame. Oh, we bless you. From our heart, we thank you, the Ancient of Days, the I Am that I Am, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. The hell shall die, the hell of him, the I Am that I Am, the Prince of Peace, the Ancient of Days, we thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we've prayed. And Father, tonight again, we want to thank you. And we ask, Lord, that even in the simplicity of communicating your word, let it carry the essence of what is in your heart. In the name of Jesus, let there be light in this place that men may see. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Good evening, church. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Streams of Life. Thank you. Hallelujah. We have a very interesting subject for us to discuss, and I want to especially welcome everyone connecting online. Can we celebrate them? Hallelujah. The heart of following. Alright, you have it there. The heart of following. Amen. That is, and if there is another way to put this topic, it will be the skill of following, of followership. Or probably you want to say, how to follow. Alright? So the fact that it is the heart of following suggests that there is first and foremost leadership. Amen? So I'd like us to look at a few scriptures. I want us to look at Matthew chapter number 4. Verse 19. Matthew chapter number 4, verse 19. Now, this is Jesus speaking. Let's start from verse 15, please. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Yes, please. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, a light. Sorry, light is sprung up. Verse 17 now. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. 18. And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Yes, please. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So the word follow me suggests that it is going to be a relationship of leadership and followership. Is that okay now? So there is no following where there's no one leading. So the context in scripture where the word follow is used does not describe rulership. It describes submission to leadership. So followership is not slavery as instituted by scripture. Followership is, please look up, a form of a relationship that suggests that first, there is one that is recognized to lead the way. And the one who is following is one who, in the first place, has recognized his own or her own limitations and the willingness to follow the one that God has placed ahead as one who knows the way, walks in it, and model the reality of that direction. Is that simple enough? Good. All right? So most times we speak elaborately about leadership and we forget that there is a need for men not just to learn how to lead, but for men to learn how to follow. Because the one who does not follow well cannot lead well. Is that okay now? First, leadership is learned from the place of following. What did I say? From the place of what? Following. Alright? If you have not known what it takes or what it means to follow, you cannot recognize what it takes to lead. You will not be able to do that. It will be abused. And that's why the worst form of people to follow are those who are not submitted under anyone. Because it is in that place that the character of leadership, the spirit of leadership is caught. Are you following what I'm saying now? Alright, so it is in the place of following that the leadership spirit within you is trained. It is in the place of followership, alright, that the leadership grace upon your life is developed. So when Jesus said, follow me in Matthew 4 verse 19, he said to them, follow me, then I will make you fishers of men. Meaning that it is a relationship that if gotten well, men are made. Amen? If gotten well, men are what? Made. It is not a relationship of window dressing. It is to the end that making. Do you understand what I'm saying? What takes place? Say it again. Say it again. Making. What does it mean to make? It means to construct. It means to build after a prototype. And that word made, all right, is used interchangeably in scriptures. Are you following what I'm saying? All right. For instance, the word used in Genesis 1:1 is the word created, but it's also the word make. Alright, and that's the same word you see in Psalms 100 from verse 1, make a joyful noise. Alright, it means to invent. Are you following what I'm saying? So when Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Before that time, there's really been no one fishing men. Because there's been no Messiah. Alright, so what he was saying is that as you follow me, I will make, I will invent a new order within you. Alright, I will develop you. Are you following what I'm saying now? Alright, because you can't make something until you have developed it. Alright, to be able to make anything, you develop it from the scratch. So when he said, follow me, and I will, that's a very strong word. I will make you. So it is a relationship that makes men. But this relationship is not possible until you have first recognized your limitations. Are you following what I'm saying? One of the reasons why there are loads of betrayals here and there, and I'm still going to speak into that. People who are loud with their mouth, and that mouth is far from their heart. Are you following what I'm saying? In fact, it is so bad now that it is scary. When an average Christian reach out and say, I want to follow you, you have to investigate. Alright? Because sometimes they might be insulting someone who has labored over them for years. And then quickly jump to another person. And then the fellow is rejoicing. And let me say this to you, for those of you who are leading people. When people are breaking one fence and they are jumping to you and you are excited, it's just a matter of time. You'll be served breakfast too. And that is what is happening in the body of Christ, because there's been no structural building. So people play between leaders. They play between churches. Play between pastors. Are you following what I'm saying? What is the ideal thing? If you mess up in a place, you should be disciplined. True or not true? Talk to me now. You don't like that word, discipline. You should be disciplined. True or not true? If a guy in church impregnates a girl, the church should discipline the guy. That's the order of scripture. Are you following what I'm saying? But we're in a generation where, alright, that discipline can come, and the guy and the girl now said while they were praying. So let me put that word in context. Impregnate a girl is not married to. Alright, let me put that. So now say while we're praying, the Holy Ghost said to us that it's time to leave this place and go to another church. Alright? Imagine someone in an hospital that they are about to operate on for whatever it is. Let's say cancer. And while the doctors are preparing the theater and the nurses, the fellow gets up and said, they've told me there's one fellow somewhere that will give me herbs and I can't take this. All right, listen to me and listen good. Wherever God has planted you, He has planted you there because He knows that everything that is required for your nourishment is there. Sit down one place. What did I say? Sit down. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, so we have people very loud. And let me show you from scripture. Alright, Matthew 8:19 also. Matthew 8:19. Look at it. And a certain scribe came. Do you know the reason why? Before I read this scripture, when Jesus came, He didn't go after the teachers of the law. He went for ordinary men. And if you read across scriptures, it shows us how God did extraordinary things through ordinary people. Alright? Extraordinary things through ordinary. Now, let me tell you this. If you are seated there and you feel too ordinary, like, which family am I coming from? What's really significant about my life? Alright? That's telling you that God is able to bring extraordinary things from your life. And if you are also privileged to be coming from places where people have labored over you, and you are able to get it right from the scratch, there's also a scripture for you. Alright? Psalms 51:16. Message translation. Look at it. Going through the motions doesn't please you. Flawless performance is nothing to you. Alright? So all those things, family background, is nothing to God. But what's verse 17 now? I learned God worship when my pride was shattered. So when you stop learning to glory in those things alone and you submit yourself to God, He will lift you above your more than your parent. Are you following what I'm saying? Because sometimes it is very possible to, in a meeting, just talk about how God will do extraordinary things through ordinary people. And you forget that there are people fortunate and privileged enough to be coming from places where people have labored. Does that mean they will be small? No. But don't set your heart on those things. Seek God afresh. Alright, but let's look at that Matthew chapter number 8, verse 19. So I was saying that Jesus did the most important work on earth with ordinary men. What did he do? The most important work with people who have no degree as touching the law. Fishermen, tax collectors, ordinary people. And I found out that it is easy to lead ordinary people. And it has nothing to do with esteem. Because before you can be led, there has to first be a recognition of your limitations. That's the most important foundation. If not, you might even think that you are doing the leader a favor by following the leader. There has to be that foundation there. I am limited without this dimension that God wants to supply. Alright, so this guy came, a certain scribe, and said to him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. He was not even seeking for permission. He was affirming how far he was willing to go. I will follow you whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus just told him one of the places he's going. Look at verse 20. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have their nest, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. You must understand, alright, this figurative statement here. Alright, because if you want to understand this statement, you understand it with the lens of Hebrews 11. That this be like them that roams about in sheepskin and in desert. Are you following what I'm saying here? Of course, they were not. The reason why you have to understand in that lens is because scripture never made any reference to them sleeping on the street. Or on the bridge. Under the bridge. Was there any reference to that in scripture? No. Alright, because people have taken this place out of context and say that what Jesus is saying here is that even Jesus didn't have a house. That's not true. Alright, scripture made reference to the house he had at Capernaum. Are you following what I'm saying now? Alright, but he was talking about the nature of his assignment. He had to move from one city to another. The Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. The guy was nowhere to be found. Gone. Alright, go to verse 21. There was another guy there. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Yes. But Jesus said unto him, follow me. Now, hold on there. Come. Pastor Mawa, come. Let me tell you what you think leadership is, followership is. Please, both of you, one should stand here, one should stand here. Alright? You face this side. Leadership relationship or followership relationship is not a relationship of agreement. It is a relationship of submission. I want to show you the difference. He is going towards that pole. And I'm going towards that pole. And I say, follow me. That's agreement. Two work together because they agree. In leadership, two will not always agree. One will submit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Ha! If you are waiting for the things your spirit agree with, as touching what your leader is telling you, you will make the mistakes of your fathers. It is not agreement. It is that you are going this direction. And I said, follow me. And you have to turn. That's followership. At some point in this journey, there might be a few things you agree about. All right? But sometimes most of the things you will not agree. And yet you have to submit. Say it again, submission. Say it loud and clear. Say it again, louder and clearer. You saw Jesus praying shortly before he went to the cross. And he said, if it is possible that this cup will pass. And he broke down in tears. And said, nevertheless. That clause, nevertheless, must be, alright, on your lips and in your heart if you are going to follow well. Let your will be done. Are you following what I'm telling you here now? So it is not a relationship of agreement. It is a relation of what? Submission. So the scripture that can two work together except they agree, all right, can function for other relationship, not leadership relationship. In this one, one will learn to follow even when you don't agree. What did I say? One will have to follow even when you don't what? Agree. Say it again loud and clear. One will have to follow even when you don't what? Agree. Why? It is not a relationship of agreement. The reason why that relationship is in place in the first place is because the fellow is standing at a vantage point where you can't see it. And sometimes if you have to wait to see things, you'll be in trouble already. Alright, please sit down. Let me show you scriptures. You want to see scriptures for that? Look at the book of Ezekiel chapter number 33. Let's start reading from verse 1. Ezekiel 33 from verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, yes, son of man, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when I bring sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for a watchman, right? A watchman's hands on a watchtower to see what is. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land and eat and one put, yes, four. Then compare him, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Meaning that the one who can see first is the watchman. Amen. Say it again, the watchman. Alright, meaning that if you are in a city and there's a watchman and you refuse to pay attention to the instruction of a watchman, of the watchman in that city, sword is going to come and sweep you away. Do you know what Christians do? Let me tell you what Christians do. What Christians do is that they are in a city, but they have another watchman in another city entirely whose trumpet they are listening to. Are you following what I'm saying? What did I say? They are in a city, but they have another watchman in another city. Now, let me tell you something. Look up. Let me tell you something. Leadership. Leadership system is part of the systems of God's mercy to make sure that your chances of failing in life are reduced to nothing. Let me come again. Leadership system is part of the systems of God's mercy. Say it again, God's mercy, to make sure that your chances of failing in life is reduced to nothing. Alright, what that means is that the reason God set the solitary in families and the rebellious dwells in dry land is because your families are anointed to take care of your needs as you walk on in the journey of life. Alright, there is a spiritual family, and there is no family without a head that God has anointed with the purpose of making sure that all you need as far as your journey in life is concerned is taken care of. Alright? The timely word, the wisdom. Now, that doesn't mean that you will not be edified anywhere else. But it means as far as your destiny is concerned. Oh boy, this is the reference point. What did I say? As far as your destiny is concerned, where is the reference point? That place where God has set you himself. That's the point of reference. Does that mean you won't get blessed anywhere else? No. And that's why somebody can come to church. Or somebody can come to a ministry. And look at you. And say that, oh, this. I see God lifting you. No, let me don't let that. That's very broad. Let me give you something more specific. All right, so I can give you about myself. I was ministering somewhere in another part, and by the grace of God, I know I hear God. A lady was in, and now please learn, because there are risky words of prophecies. And that's why if you are trained, there's a way you do things. That which he is preparing her for will not tarry. Now that's a very dangerous word, right? Because, listen, let me tell you why it is dangerous. Doesn't mean God is wrong. It is possible for God to be preparing somebody for something and the fellow has another assumption. You don't get what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm saying. Sometimes people receive a word of prophecy and they are crying. And yet the tears is not about what God is saying. It is about the assumption that they think God is talking about. I think I shared the story of something that happened in Ife. A fellowship was going to pray for leaders. The fellowship president. They were calling different leaders. And he said, and the fellow that will be president is this. You know, students, they'll go and carry the person. So there's this brother who I've been hearing secretly that God is saying he will be the president. And meanwhile, God wasn't saying that. But unfortunately, the fellow that will be the president and that same brother have the same first name. And by the time they say, Pastor, so at the call, the first name, people ran to where he was and carried him and he was crying, oh Lord, I can't do this. Oh Lord, I can't do this. Until they called the complete name. And you know, and he was already saying, Lord, I've said I can't do this. And the same people had to drop him and went to carry the real person. Hey, what you saw happen there is what plays out in the destiny of many people. You will receive false prophecy here and there. You are in a church, but you have your prophet who are praying for you with coconut water. You've not seen anything yet. You've not seen. There are believers who are in churches that if situation gets worse, they will marry a Muslim. The possibility is there within them. Don't say ha and think it can't happen. You don't know how underdeveloped your neighbor is. And we all are in church like this. And everyone seated here look like they are in similar position in destiny until time begin to show those who cooperated. Are you following what I'm telling you here now? Alright? And I just give that word. I didn't know that sister was having an assumption of something else. Maybe she thought God was saying that she was going to marry the man of God. That's the pastor. And the pastor even understood that the reason she's crying is because that's the assumption. See, let me tell you something. There is no prophecy any guest minister wants to give you that is more real than what I'm telling you. Than the daily stuff, yeah? That God is using to build me here. Let me tell you something that you don't know. If an excellent minister can come and tell you that, oh, you are so ready for the next thing, and meanwhile, it seems like Samuel saw Eliab. And I can call you after the service and said, what he saw was where God was. Because of so and so and so, he said, boy, sit down. That's leadership. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Say it again, that's leadership. Aha. As God designed this thing, there's order. Say it again, there's order. Say it again, there's order. Aha. Well, if God said the solitary family, the family is prophetic enough now. True or not true? You have to believe that. There's order. Yeah, and that's the system of God. Amen. Praise God. Are you following me? Are you following me? Good. Alright, so the one that is ahead sees ahead. Sees ahead. And then warn the people. And bring the word of God. So if you look at that, Matthew 8 and 19, that other guy is an example of many believers, what many believers are. I've received an instruction to follow you. Do you know me? Because followership is going to introduce you not just to the, you can see the anointing on the man can attract you, but there's the personality of the man. Hello, sit up. Let me talk to you. I said there's the personality of, and you need the boat, the rod and the staff. When we were doing the project, the committee people had one slang. They say, when you are working with people, you use carrot and stick method. I don't have carrot, I use stick. They use carrot. And it's like, when I use stick, we get results faster. But they are very diplomatic and all those things. I just go straight. Oh boy, what you did is wrong. Come on, remove this thing now or I arrest you. See? Papa, just calm down. Amen. The anointing is the carrot. The personality is the stick. Amen. It's scriptural. All right. Your rod and your staff, they bring comfort. Both of them. One may bring the kind of comfort that is not comfortable. But scripture said is his comfort. Are you following what I'm saying now? One of my boys put up flyer, I want to do programs. I said, for the next 2 months, no programs. That's not comfortable, but it's comfort. Hey, these are the things that you need to learn. Listen to me. If you heard God, both the anointing and the personality must administer comfort. Listen, hold on. Some people are coming from places that the reason why wrong patterns exist in the first place is because there's no strong person to have been able to stand in the place of leadership and rebuke certain things. You don't touch your wife. Period. You don't touch your wife. You can't be speaking in tongues and be beating your wife. Stop that! And put the fellow under discipline. He's a father. Discipline him. That's strong leadership. Are you following what I'm saying here? Hey, are you following what I'm saying here? All these girls, listen to me. You are following a boy and you've never seen him accountable to anybody. Or those he's accountable to, their house is on Facebook. He has never seen them. They've never seen him. They just chat once in a while via inbox. And you are happy because it makes you feel more comfortable. There's nobody who will be pressing your matter and prognosing. You call leadership prognosing. Oh, you eat pork. In the days of trouble. You see, my God. You know, there are girls that their own delight is the kind of boy that nobody can say, don't follow. Because they have a lifestyle they want to live. I believe you are not that kind of girl. You are not answering me now. Huh? No, you are not answering. They have a life they want to live. You want to date a kind of guy that, you know, one of my spiritual daughters called me today. And as I picked the call, the Holy Ghost said, rebuke her. So I said, hello. The Holy Spirit said I should rebuke you, but let me just ask, what have you done? He said, sir, I said, take 5 minutes. Think about what you have done without my consent. And you know I'm interested in knowing and call me back. And she called me back and said, sir, this. Said, ah. As you called, I saw Cain rebuke her. It's not like I should flog her. All right? I saw it. And in a place where your heart is really connected to followership, all right, to leadership, many times the things you are not even opening up about, you can see yourself being disciplined about it in your dreams. Particularly in places where that thing is hot. You know, I've gotten calls from many people early in the morning with fear and trembling. Now I know there is spiritual oversight. You'll find out. And that's even the mercy of God. Because there is a system in God that Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. That's mercy. When corrections stop coming your way, oh boy, you have not escaped though. That is when you are in judgment. You have crossed the line and you are on autopilot. It should never be a good thing, Alright, that no man and not even the Spirit of God is rebuking you. Ha! That's not the place you want to be in destiny. Are you following what I'm saying here? Good. That you notice everybody may go a certain way and do certain things, but the moment you do it, there seems to be something that will happen and disorient your journey until discipline comes. Ah, that's grace. That's mercy. That's favor. Are you following what I'm telling you here now? Now, what did I say is the foundation of correct followership? Recognition of your own personal what? Inadequacy. Alright, it has to come from a point where you know that what this leadership is supplying to my life and my destiny, I need it. Not I want it. I need it. Say it again, I need it. Say it again loud and clear, I need it. I need it. That humility is what we need to have. That sometimes even when it looks like in terms of physical things, it is looking like you are greater than your mentors and your fathers. Oh boy, there is something you need that money can't buy. That recognition has to be accurate. It is a relationship of commitment. An average believer does not know anything about commitment now. What we have is people jumping from one tree to another. Upping like monkeys. Upping. Up. Oh, this one looks like it's falling. Up. When commitment comes. You know, when we're planning for Festival of Life, the writing names of sons, daughters to reach out, I strike out some names. I said, this one, the day you tell this one to sow into a project, this one ceases to be a daughter. Remove this name. This one, cancel that name. That one, just let them be. Hey, and they will all say, it's my spiritual father. Because the father knows those that he has. Are you following what I'm saying? Commitment. See, you must learn commitment on different levels. Alright? One day I was studying, I was listening to message, videos of Bishop Oyedepo online and all that. It just dawned on me and I said that one of the reasons why this man is different is that he's a man that is committed to covenant. Of all the ministers of God I've seen in Nigeria, he's the man that even when his friends have passed away and his leaders, he is still committed to their families. You look at the commitment he has towards the family of Archbishop Benson Dausa, you would think Baba is still alive. Different other ministers, sometimes he just go there to pay the family a surprise visit. On the basis of the covenant relationship. That commitment is what an average believer doesn't have. And you think they don't just have it towards men, they also don't have it towards God. So people say many deep things of affirmation. And they practice nothing. Oh, I love you, God. Oh, I'm ready to go and to die with you. For where? Oh, I've gotten a word from God. He said to follow you. One rebuke. One hot one. Maybe something in between. Hot and cold. He said, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. God didn't show me this package. Ah, you only saw the staff. The rod is there too. Because both have to be a balanced equation for you to have comfort. Are you following what I'm saying here? Commitment. Say it again, commitment. Hey, say it again, commitment. There are three words that need to be brought back to this generation. One is commitment. The other one is loyalty. The third is faithfulness. Alright? Commitment. I remember my mentor. I didn't used to have a spiritual father. I had a mentor that I believed that everything I needed was available in him. Until our ministry got to a certain point, and he himself had to tell me, "Sir, boy, see, you actually need somebody who is in ministry and all that, and recommended." You see, and I remember at some point he was sick. He was sick to the point of death. And I had to leave ministry and left everything I was doing. I went to stay with him. And many times, we had to practically carry him to go and bath. And bath for him in the bedroom, and we carry him back. He became so frail, I could carry him alone. Carry him back to his seat. And I was looking at the man whose life had blessed me the most. Couldn't do anything by himself. And I stood there looking at him. Many times I will have to run to the room to cry. Beg God. Heal him. Fast track his healing. I'm not going to go into details. And one day, something was happening. All right? I sat down there. And this is a very painful thing in my heart. He had to use some diapers. And I was there. And he looked at me and he said, Pastor Femi, you mean you are not even irritated? I said, by what? I'm here. The morning he died, I woke up, I was going to minister in Lagos. Nobody had called me that he died. I just noticed that there was something like darkness. I was not ready to talk to anybody. I was not ready to smile to anybody. I just sat down on the bus and I went to Lagos. When they called me that he died that morning, I said, that's why. That's why. Even it is so unfortunate that even leaders know that it is less than 5% of the people they labor over that can be there with them till the end. That's how terrible our world has become. Every man profess look for his own profit. But faithful men that can be committed through thick and thin, that can call to remembrance the days, because if it will amaze you how people cut off from leaders, like the leader has never been a blessing. Like he's never done anything good. I spoke to me this way, I can't take it. Yeah. You will learn that lesson. Alright, you can jump from one church to another, one place to another. The lesson you fail to learn, you will have to sit before that exam first, somewhere else. And the issue is that you'll have to sit with pride, even when you know your inheritance is not there. That's what happens. Because most people have left places and desecrated it and they can't go back. But the pride, and I'll take it, but there's no inheritance there, boy. All you have is crumbs. Are you following what I'm saying here? That commitment is what an average believer has not learned. And that's why I rebuke many things. People come to church. You see, this church doesn't have much AC. Oh boy, sit down. It's your father's house. Sit down. If you go home to your family house and something is not fine, you don't leave. You look for a way to put it there. It's church, you leave because there's no AC. Sit down. All these things, where these things came from. Sit down. I know the reason why God brought you there. I was in Ethiopia on Sunday and I was telling those children, if you are still among those that are coming to pick with boss, beg your pastor after service, don't come and pick me again. I will hold my 2 years, wake up and leave the house early enough. Because if it is destiny, you must have personal contribution to it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Personal commitment. You learn it. All this vain mount service. Oh, I follow you. I follow you. Follow who? The man said, doesn't even know. He knows that this fellow is not here. He knows that it's just a matter of time for us to just, and the fellow is off. All right. Sometimes the heart to heart connection is gone. What is left is the packaging and the managing, and people have planned how they are going to exit and just waiting for one opportunity. All right. These are the terrible things happening. That's why people come and say, Pastor Femi Lazarus, I want you to be my spiritual father. I say, where I'm coming from, that fellow is tough. I am also. In fact, much more. Much more. Misbehave once, then you see it. Much more. Say, that fellow is the same thing. It's the body of Christ. That's the curriculum we have. Alright? And it is for your own healing. For your own sake. We have to administer these things to you. And that's the fact. Alright? I will not be a minister that somebody will break another minister's house to come and meet and I'll say, you've done well. Done what? Go back to where you are coming from. And submit yourself. What did that angel tell Hagar when she was running? Go back to your master's house and do what? Submit yourself and do what? Submit. That's the system of God. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying again? Say it, commitment. You say it loud and clear, well enough. Commitment. Say it again, commitment. Commitment. You must learn it. It will follow you everywhere, even in marriage. If you are committed to one woman, hey, there you stay. And listen, see, it doesn't matter how much we try to package it for our own, you know, yes, we have all that pertains to life and godliness. But listen, you know, marriage is still for better for worse. It is. Amen. It won't happen to you. But what if the fellow you are getting married to runs mad? Is there a scriptural injunction that means you are divorced? What if that fellow is sick? Have you seen cases where people, maybe men, have their wife? They will, and please, I beg you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ah, my heart is heavy. Please, before you say yes, I do, be sure this fellow is somebody that can be there in the midst of the worst situation. Be sure. Because now that you have strength, you can be jumping up and down. But what happens in the days that you are frail? Have you seen men who worked all their days and had to suffer at the time they should rest? Because they are married to women who saw them like trash. Or married to men who saw them like nothing. I was invited to the house of a multi-millionaire to come and pray for him. And somebody just told him and said, this man pray for you, be healed. And right there and then, I think you were there. Yeah. The man was already giving suggestions. I wanted to come. Let's leave that story. All right? And I was calling. Let the family come so we can pray together. The boy was in another room. We could hear his sound. He was playing game. PES. This PS game. He was... The wife was in the kitchen. From where we sat, we were seeing the woman there. Come, let's pray together. The man called the wife more than 10 times. She didn't come. The man looked at me. He said, it was not like this in the days I was strong. Ah. I looked at this man as, listen, this man had partial stroke. In that condition, he had to hold the wall and drag himself to come and open the gate. Boss, you are the one who is marrying anyhow. Because you believe you'll be this fresh forever. But may life not teach you that life is life. I've been to houses where I've seen men in the days of their weakness can't brush their teeth. But they are married to women who are angels. Commitment. And they will help him and help him rinse the mouth and pour it back. Oh, ye rude girl, I can talk to anybody anyhow. May you be single for long. I say it again, may you be single for long. So that in the system of God's mercy, somebody will not be in trouble and die early because you came. And oh, ye boy, Mr. Freshest, the one who can do anything anyhow, all girls are after you. May your singleness linger much more till you have learned wisdom. Because there are people that the fact that somebody is interceding for them means they must not marry you. If that prayer is working, you are the one they should not marry. Not somebody outside. Not somebody who is not hearing the gospel. Because you are hearing but it's not mixing with faith in your heart. And you are in church. And it is very important in the system of God that somebody's son must not be unfortunate enough to marry you. Yes.
The day he's about to say yes, I do, all hosts of heaven, I say, ah, no. I guess I heard where, ah, boku bolubo. You heard nonsense. And then people that married from church, listen, though, that woman that was beaten to death, was the man not in church? From the day that she's, they both said, yes, I do, that she will die by him has been automated. If you throw a ball, an egg up, at what point is the fate of the egg sealed? From the point you start to throw it in the air. The time it takes to fall is, you may call it time of grace, but the eventuality will still happen. There are people that when you marry, it is already automated that 70% of this person's usefulness is gone. But you will still have to live life trying to find whether they are there or not. Oh boy, hear what we are telling you now. Go to church. I have my own, is just to go to church. I don't send anybody in these days and time. Ah. You think it's about us? No, it's about you. Have you seen the number of replacements? Is it not amazing how that anywhere God's work doesn't drag? As long as it is done God's way, it doesn't. So it's not even about the church. It is about you. You. I'm going to keep my voice. I can't go and sing in any church and do all those things. Have you seen a number of people who are willing to sing? It's about you. You. That you are in a place where you are known, you can be seen, you can be helped, you can be corrected. It's about you. Say it again, commitment. Say it again loud and clear, commitment. It's a virtue. Many of you are confused. The things I'm teaching you are not understanding because you have gotten for yourself teachers who mix up junks. Now we don't even know what you look like in the spirit realm because you are confused. You say you are following a man, yet you have people that what they are saying is directly opposite what the man is saying. You'll be conflicting. You come to church, you are looking at your pastor one eye. So you do one eye. One eye. You wake up, oh. Are you following what I'm saying here? What did I say? Tell yourself loud and clear. Wake up! Ah. Thank God for leadership. The kind of mistakes I would have made. And it is amazing how that you will hear this thing. Oh, Omini, I heard God. Indeed, God told me. You've not seen anything. You will hear. I can count number of things I heard while praying and it wasn't God. Ah! So the devil can speak even in marathon fasting. Leadership is God's final attempt to rescue you. That's the final fence to see that even when all is wrong, as long as this fellow doesn't get it wrong, if you miss Elisha, you will not miss the sword of Jehu. That's God's attempt. Listen to me. You know the devil has not gotten you until he has either severed your relationship with your leader or he has gotten the leader. Because if you come with something absurd and say this is it, God has somebody at the goalpost who will catch it and say no, sit down. That's not correct. Alright? In his mercy, that fellow is there. Alright, but you see, the moment you believe, listen to me and hear this well, that there are dimensions that even my leaders don't understand. Alright, then you listen. It doesn't matter how spiritually sound it looks now and the number of false people the devil has planted around you. It is a matter of time before you understand that you have entered into an unprofitable venture. Are you following what I'm saying here? Because you need to understand what it is. This is what God is saying about my life. This is God's instruction. This is it. Alright, this is it. At one point, I think our church was barely 3 months. I was praying. And I just heard a voice. saying it's time to go and open new branch in Ghana. And the devil is an idiot. He just wants to finish you. We that were still struggling to get drum set. And now, Ghana. As much as you may laugh, it is because you have known something I didn't know then. I believed it. Because of the way it came. But as I was telling my spiritual father, it was like as I was saying it, it was dying. You know, when you are talking and it now occurred to you that, have I been this foolish? He has not said a word. He has not said, go. He has not said, don't go. You know, there is one look you get and it's occurring to you, Mude, goodbye. Leadership. So imagine the danger of path followership. I'll tell my leaders the one I think they can understand and the one that I know as conviction stays within me. That one that is staying within Junior, that's the reason why God brought that person. That's the reason why God said to follow that person. How come you can hear God say follow a person and after rebukes you didn't hear God again? That's the same energy it takes to be committed to marriage and after a while you don't feel like you are committed to it again because you are walking by feelings. And if you listen to me, let me share this story with you. I corrected one of my boys and the girl that I used to follow knows this boy is staying with me. The boy left the house, slammed the door, and left for some 4 days. So I called the girl. The girl said she was afraid to come. I said, maybe the same spiritual father you are saying, Papa, Papa, now you are afraid. I said, I know a scripture for you. Adam and Eve eat themselves, but they knew that they were naked. He said, but come. So I said, sit down. So I said, I want to show you a scripture. He said, there are two women that fascinated me in scriptures. I said, one, the husband wanted a land that is not his. And he was crying as a baby, like a baby. He wants the land of Naboth. And the wife came and said, why will you be crying like a boy? Relax. I will deal with him. And she wrote a letter and sent the letter to the nobles at the gate that he has blasphemed against God. And they rose. And they stoned him to death. I said, there's another woman. The husband by name was even Ful, Nabal. In the days of David's wilderness experience, he guided their people while they were in the wilderness that the enemy would not invade their foodstuffs and preserve them. They didn't lose anything. And David sent message to him that they need a few bread, few wine. Alright? And then the man said, go and ask him, who is David? And the wife, Abigail, went behind with all those things and knelt down and said, I know that my husband by interpretation is full. Please. Because David had vowed that he's not going to allow anyone that peace against the wall. Have you seen that story? Survive in his house. You know what that means? If you see a woman pissing against the wall, then that's danger. All right? It means the males. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have to tell you, it's a joke. Said, oh, he's joking. All right. So the other woman went behind and said, my husband is not serious. So I said, what kind of girl are you? And she was looking at me like that. Men, beware of a woman that consents with you in sin. Huh? If you want to rebel now, she will tell you I've heard God too. Beware. A good woman will not always agree with you. Are you following what I'm saying? What did I say? A good woman will not always...
All these kind of girls that we are having now, I'm not talking about you. I don't know whether you are monk. I'm just talking generally. That it looks like the moment you are in a relationship, anything it does, all well. And you went to school, somebody paid school fees till this level. Filled in the Holy Ghost, as you are like this. Anything, betting son on it. You should have been here in the 18th century. In the days where all it takes to be an husband is to be an hunter. You are here in these days and somebody is about to clash with the destiny of the family. But because you are in one corny love, say anything you say, sir. That fellow is not well raised. There's a point to stand your ground. I said, this is not what God told us. Why? Commitment. Amen. Are you following what I'm telling you here? Say it again. I choose. Come on, say it loud and clear. To be committed to covenant relationships. I choose to be committed to covenant relationships. I choose to stay committed to covenant relationships. I was sharing with, I don't know who, I think someone, Coca was telling me on Sunday, look at myself and my spiritual father and said, I just love you guys' relationship. I said, well, it's a beautiful thing, really. But it was not always like this. Many times I felt like running away. Because when you come to submit, the first work that will need to be done on you is the work of repair. What did I say? When you go to submit, see, it is one, see, listen. You might have even submitted sometimes for from 6 months and God has not opened the eyes of the man to you. But in the day that you need to move from point A to point B, all of a sudden, he will cast his eyes on you. That's when the work of repair needs to be done. And for that work of repair to be done, there will be a lot of loosening and tightening and removing and cutting and chiseling. But can I give you a very serious trick? Can I give a trick? In a spiritual family, if you see that you struggle to understand the spiritual father over that family, locate those who are senior in that family. They will teach you how to understand the father. They will let you know that when you are wrong and he looks at you and smiles, it's because he sees you as a child and he can't deal with you yet. They will let you know that when he tells you you are fired, wait and beg. But not immediately. Go first. Then come back. Because if you get fired, then it's another fire. Then if you wait, it's another fire. First go, and then come back. And I say, hey, look at you. Sit down there. See, that's, it's simple as that too. But without those firstborn, you'll just be burning. Say it again, first bones. Hey, I'm not talking about bones and egg roll. First. They will teach you. Say, hey, this is how it is done here. Relax. You just get to a place, you are jumping up and down. Calm down. Calm down. You don't do like that here. You come to Sphere of Light Church. In the middle of a service, you are saying, Maori. Boy, Roshemi, They will pinch you and say, not here. There's order. Amen. Oh, the service is going on. Maybe it's even happening to you now. Let me say it. You just have one thing pressing your heart, and there's a word for the church, and you want to come and meet the pastor to give you the mic to share it. Okay. They don't do that here. And it should not be done in any same place, because if it is done, that place will soon become a victim of witchcraft. and manipulation. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say, I hear you. Say it again, I hear you.
Huh?
I think someone called my attention one time. Pastor, I said, if some people look at the minister and said, they perceive that the minister is not in the correct relationship. Yeah. Come. Don't do that. I will help you perceive well. Fasting. Fast and pray. Mandabakaba. Pray! If it comes, you say, devil, get out now! Now! He said, what's up? He said, it's the devil, it's the devil. Correct understanding. God, listen to me. One of the signs that the Spirit of God is moving in a house is that they don't break their ranks. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying? Or you just look at me one day and perceive. I'm going to find a way to tell Papa. I just perceive that I should not have married Mama. Now, you too, you see how serious it is. As the fellow is giving those prophecies, angels will be singing farewell song. Oh, farewell. Amen. See, there's order. Amen. There's what? There's order. There's orderliness. God is not a God of disorder. Just always feeling, I perceive. Calm down. That's not the way this thing works. You sit yourself down. We're in a meeting, alright, I think some years back or so. You say somebody has a word. The word can't wait. Yeah. It will not just wait, it will go. You want to come and hold the mic and share the word? How? There's order. Right? You pray. Lord, reveal it to him. Praise God. And if you don't understand these basic things, you'll be a victim of manipulation. Anybody can see you right now. And as long as they are saying, God said, a lot of things can happen. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? I said, a leadership system is a function of the mercy of God. To see that what? To rescue you, is that what I said? And make sure that there are zero chances of failing in life. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me show you a scripture that will help you. So you can see that following really makes men. It does what? Makes men. It does what? Makes men. Let me tell you something. I think myself and my wife were with my spiritual father on Sunday. I could never have married a woman that would say we want to go there. And would say, what do you want to go and do there? I would never have married such a woman. Because at the point of marriage, I was, listen to me, loyal to many things at the same time. Number one, loyal to the assignment, loyal to my, if you love me and hate the work, it's trouble. If you love the work, you love me and hate the covering over me, it is still trouble. In fact, it is worse trouble. So at the point of marriage, my loyalty is not just to the woman. No. There are people that they've been in my life, and that's the reason why I'm even likable in the first place. Are you following what I'm teaching you here? Basic truth. Look at it. 1 Samuel chapter number 22. And I want you to please draw out a lesson from here. Are you sure you want to grow? Are you sure you want to be around that? David therefore departed thence and escaped. So David was still in a season in his life where he was escaping to the cave Hadulam. And when his brethren and his father's house heard it, they went down. David was, you don't look at that word down, it's a very strong word. Tita to meet him. Yes? Verse 2. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. At what point did he become a captain? At the point that he was a king? No. You must learn to recognize people even when they don't look like it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Whatever problem they thought they had, Scripture never said anyone was after their life. David had more challenge at that time, but yet they could see a leader in him. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is not true that you look at men and conclude, all right, that what can this one offer me? Ha! This thing we are talking about is the spiritual substance. It's the spiritual substance. And that's why you see, all right, that it is only normal to recognize people who will recognize you in the days you don't look like it. I don't believe that men are like scaffolding in ministry. You know what a scaffolding does? When you climb on it to build, then you pull it down. No. Men are the future of the ministry. The same way they were loyal to you, the ministry also have to be loyal to them and help them up. I think that's the two-sided relationship that is not often talked about. You see, I don't like it when people are around me and they are not doing well. Are you following what I'm saying now? The best I can give them is to allow them come into those things. Sometimes I have to watch them. Sometimes it is painful. And I said, well, this is it. Do it like this. Don't worry. Hold on. Then do it like this. Yeah. Sometimes it's painful. And you have to be there as a backup in case. And then you walk. But they recognized him in the days that it was still escaping. You must know how to see the future in men. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? You must know how to see beyond what you are seeing. Alright? The motivation for following anybody should not be the size of the ministry or the way he smiles. How will smile be the motivation? Is that what will make your destiny? Oh, the way he looks. Oh, I just love the way there's an anointing around him with ease. Oh boy, I've told you, anywhere you see anything going on with ease. Alright? Yes, there is ease. Amen? But there are people who are also working tirelessly behind the scene. They're working, studying, praying, putting structures in place. That people don't project all those things doesn't mean they have it easy. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of my spiritual daughters worked with me, all right, and then she's working somewhere in Lagos. And every time she sends me messages, they're sending, and then they just can't stop appreciating her. You mean they see someone like this? And I tell people, if you work with me, everything about you must be thinking. You will stretch. Stretch and think. Innovate. Create. You can't just sit down. You see, I told them, alright, one of the signs that you are living a correct life is that people should struggle to understand how you are able to fit many things into one day. That's diligence. If everything you do in a day can be understood in one sitting, you are wrong. People should look at you and wonder, how are you able to compress this? How are you able to put this? That shows you are working. Are you following what I'm saying here? Work! And when you follow, one of the ways you are made is that you are trained. You are trained. This is how you do it. This is how you do that. Work with me. I don't have money for frivolities. I'm always thinking of the next investment. I don't waste money. Are you following what I'm saying? Now when you look at, you'll be amazed. Say, this man, he doesn't have. I was joking. One of my boys wanted to transfer money, so I opened my account. And I felt he looked at my account. So I said, okay, I will deal with him, but I'll find a way. So I wanted to transfer money again. He came close. I moved forward. He followed me. I said, oh boy,
Go back. It's because of you are moving. You don't look at, what's your problem? Go back. I'm very open. That's training. In fact, just close your eyes and walk away. That shows you understand. Praise God. Say it again, training. Say it again, training. Say it loud and clear now. You may feel you know how to do some things until you get to a place where they are doing it better. Aha. Training. And that's why in this house, you just can't come and grab mic and teach and say, when I pour it down, they will collect. Collect what? You'll have to be trained though. Amen. This is not the place. One of my boys, I finished hearing the grace, he held the mic and started another crusade. I said, come and see me. It's trouble. Yeah, it's trouble. you don't do that. When I say in Jesus' name we pray, it means in Jesus' name we pray. You don't, I've shared the grace. You now hold mic and say, let's thank God for our papa. Do that one in your bedroom. Amen. What did I say? You are shocked. He said, really? Thank God I didn't do it. Thank God. By now you'd have been lean, dry fasting. So that anointing you want, it will come. You learn. Listen to me. One of the most important training in Bible school is that it's not even the things you are hearing. It's that you'll have to hear many things at a point you can't teach them. You're just sitting down for days, for hours. You are learning. It's not like, let me quickly share some rev. No, sit down. When you thought you have heard, hear some more. That's training. If you are coming from quarters where you are the jagaban, just the little thing you know, you share. Even when it's wrong, you scatter and everywhere. There's a difference between the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is at night. The Holy Spirit is in the day. Talk to me. If you share that one here, I will tell you that there's a difference between today and tomorrow. Alright? So this is what you do. Now, hear me. When Spirit of Light Church just started, we didn't used to have anything to record. And sometimes I'm busy doing something somewhere. And then I had to send a pastor to minister. And I want to know what they are teaching. And I don't want to tell somebody to be monitoring the pastor. You don't feel, what is the pastor? Papa doesn't trust him. So I just called somebody and said, oh please, can you just help me get the jottings of the service? And if possible, just record on WhatsApp and send to me so I can be blessed also. And many times, the man of God is done preaching and gets to give feedback. I say, sit down. You can't hold mic in this house and speak against the core value of the house. One of the things we stand for here is training. So you can't give example that who trained Jesus, who trained so and so in scriptures. There's an anointing from the Holy One. It teaches you to do all things. No. There's training. I will show you from pages of scriptures. Alright? Another time somebody taught something. I called the fellow over. And the message he heard, from where he taught those things, I was playing the message. So he just came. He sat down. Me too, I sat down. And I was playing the message for him. He was hearing the message. He was looking at me. Me too, I was looking at him. All the ref, like people were saying, deep. We told Tibolele, this is where you heard it. I just played it. When he was tired, he said, sir, actually, that conference you said I should not go, I went. I said, I know. Somebody saw you there and told me they saw you. I just kept quiet and waited for you to come and confess. Because sometimes, it shows your heart is wrong. If you hear something and you want to quickly boast, my father doesn't know this. Now I know what he doesn't know. You have low self-esteem. If after you have gotten something deep, your next object of attack are those who have taught you and trained you, your heart is bad. Your heart is bad. And we need you now. Listen to me. You can be saying many deep things, and your heart is smelly. Every point in your life, always tell God, search me true and true. Because even revelations can flow from a heart that is decaying. And it will give you a reps after the order of that pollution. The doctrinal wars we've had in the body of Christ, is it really about doctrine? Or about people who feel the Father should be changed? Has the Bible not been there for thousands of years? How come we are just knowing certain things? Because it doesn't matter how hard a generation try, unto you it is given to know. If it is not given to that generation, you can't know it. These things are in batches, oh. Lines upon lines, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there. The body of Christ is not built haphazardly. What was the revolution Martin Luther came out with? The just shall live by faith. That was the revelation of that season, though, that brought them out of the grip of the Roman Catholic. Imagine if he had come out of that season with some eschatological, it will scatter. So when you receive revelation, be humble. Because there's still more to be known. And I've said this, that the best of us, at the point we're about to exit this world, having done all that God wants us to do, it will occur to us that there is much more to be done. That's the humility of your last days. And you have to understand that. You look at the fathers in the body of Christ, they don't mind them. They didn't teach us well. They told us not to use television and all those things. As much as you may fault all those things, well, in those days, there were very few people in those congregations glued to pornography. Because they were not even watching. Huh? So when you want to criticize everything, think of what God also made out of it. And humble yourself. Praise God. Are you being blessed? Is it simple enough what you are learning? Is it practicable? So you tell your heart, in the name that is above all names, learn. And train yourself to sit down. Are you following what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Train yourself. I want to, have I shown you First Samuel 22? Uh-huh. Now, you must understand certain principles. You are not the one that determines how you follow. You can't dictate how you follow. I'm going to give, God just reminded me again. Alright, there's something that is going to happen in this service that has never happened before since we started this ministry. And I do not know. Looking at the way God leads, this is a spectacular leading, alright? I do not know if God will lead me in this direction again. And when that time comes, you understand. Alright? I'm gonna tell you what I feel. Alright? I even don't have the complete answer, but God just told me this. And when the time comes, you understand. Praise God. I want to show you a few things. Alright? I said that following is a relationship of what? Commitment. Alright, you have to learn how to be committed. So what are the things to be committed to? Number one, there are different forms of commitment in following. Commitment to the purpose of the relationship. Commitment to the purpose of the relationship. Stay with the purpose of the relationship. Don't try to convert your mentor to a friend. He's your mentor. Stay with the purpose. Don't convert mentor to sponsor. He's a mentor. Stay with the purpose. Amen. And people, look up. Listen, look up. There are careless people who are not deliberate, who get carried away with the euphoria of relationships and begin to abuse it. Amen? Now, let me tell you, something happened recently. I called on my friends. I said, oh boy, I just made new commitment. I saw that it is very, very possible that you don't end up celebrating those who are the closest to your heart. So I said, I made a new commitment. If anybody who is close to my heart, all right, one of friends, friendship relationship now, is having something, doing birthday something, I intentionally just get somebody to make cake and then send them. I don't want it to get to a point where all we are left with is just words. Intentionally staying committed to the honor code. The honor code of that relationship.
Amen. So I said there are careless people. Very careless. You get carried away. A relationship that started on the platform of honor. Now you are insulting each other. And you are losing it. Because it is no longer blessing anyone. It is no longer blessing you. You've turned the fellow from spiritual father to mentor to big brother to friend to all sorts of stuff. Stay with the purpose. And sometimes the people out of there, you know, them being convenient with you are also, you know, being free. It is your duty to remain composed. Are you following what I'm saying now? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm telling you now? It's your duty to remain what? Composed. All right? Let's say that maybe I sat down and maybe I'm playing video game. I've not done that in a while with a son. I say, today I'll flog you anyhow, I'll flog you finish. I say, Papa, me too, when I'm done dealing with you. Stay with the purpose. And sometimes, because you know that if anything happens, you are the one at risk. Listen, the personality of those above you can either be too simple for you to get through and get what you want. You know, people can be too simple that you may not get what you want around them. Are you aware? And sometimes it may be too complex that you may not get what you want. It is your duty to understand the purpose and stay with it. The door will always be open for those who stay with it. And don't be carried away. Hello? Don't be what? And just have that heart. Alright, this is it. I understand the purpose. I know exactly why God brought me here. I know, and that covers all forms of relationships. Friendships and all those things. Stay with the purpose. When you notice that the purpose is no longer the purpose again, draw yourself back. Sometimes you have to adjust, to recalibrate and put things back so that there is mutual honor, then there's mutual benefit. And then you adjust it. It shows that you are disciplined. Praise God. Stay with the purpose of the relationship and learn to stay there. Why are you here? Why are you together? What formed the foundation of this relationship in the first place? Stay committed to the purpose. When the purpose is not in view, it will be abused. And when it is abused, there will be offense. It will no longer stand. You notice now when you talk, we are talking about people. Hey, avoid it. We don't talk people here. We talk scriptures. And you help your heart. And you adjust in a very healthy way for the wisdom of God. Amen. Number two, be committed to investing in the continuity of the relationship. Be committed to investing into the relationship, particularly towards making sure that it continues. If fire must burn, wood must be added every morning. Meaning that if relationship must strive as touching the purpose of the relationship, there must be things that sparks remembrance of the knowledge of the relationship. When there's silence, there's assumption, and then there's offense, and there's every evil work. So every now and then you must know how to gear yourself up and then indicate that I'm still here. I'm still committed to this. This is what I'm still doing. Are you following what I'm saying now? Sometimes you allow a relationship surface get frozen. Now you have to try to break the ice and all those things. So don't be a kind of Christian that will have to say, hey, this. I remember that time we spoke. No. That's not the way to enter people's space. All right. Learn to invest into relationships. Praise God. So that you don't only call when you have a need. You have correct investment. And those who run away after services, just run. Learn this thing. All right. Because you've been praying for a future partner. You are the one running home. Instagram, lock. Facebook, bed is what is there. A bed that is on fire. And when we check through, we are seeing picture of men. Apostle Seba, Apostle Abomen, Apostle Edu. We don't even know which of them. Learn now, relate normally. Are you following what I'm saying? Hello, hi. Has he killed you?
Hello, how are you doing? I'm engaged. They've not married you. Somebody just put a ring on your finger. It can be padlock. We don't know how many years it will stay. They've not married you. Calm down. Are you following what I'm saying? You don't seem to like that. Why will you not like it? My friend, I see you. Praise God. Number three, commitment to positive contribution. In the relationship. Let me tell you what this means. Parasitic relationships don't last because eventually the host will die. Are you following what I'm saying? It has to be mutual. Let me say this to you. Sometimes people are good to you and you should find at your own level the things you can do to make their life also easy. At your own what? Level. Listen to me. Great people are not looking for those that will perch on them again. People who at least bring something to the table. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes it may look like the text messages were not attended to. At the level where you stand, sincerely, you don't even need attention to the first text messages. What you need is the fact that they are delivered. Because in the day of reckoning, it will be clear that somebody has been in this place. Are you following what I'm saying now? Don't be petty. You have the privilege of relating with somebody who is above you. Be very humble. Be meek. Be discreet. No, is anybody submitting you to slavery here? No. But you know as much as value is ministered to you, value is also ministered back. At your own level. Sometimes in form of service. Sometimes in form of encouragement. Sometimes in form of appreciation. Sometimes prayer. The closest people to my heart are those who are interceding for me. And it is amazing how that whenever we speak, God reveals something to me. Because there's a charged flow. Are you following what I'm saying now? Don't be a dead sea where things flow into but nothing flows out. Don't be that kind of person. Learn to flow back. All right? At your own level. All right? Ministering LD contribution to relationships around you. Sometimes people have blessed you so much, but you see, listen to me. It is only a stingy man that said, honestly, I don't know what I can do that will bless you. I don't know what I can do. A guy, you know something you can do. Don't stop saying, I don't know what I can do. Ask people, let them tell you what you can do. Every time, with the level of blessing you have blessed me, there's nothing we can do that will suffice. Do something at least. Do something. Do something at your level. If that relationship will stand, do something. Number four, commitment to correct positioning of your heart. I'm going to stop here for today. Commitment to correct positioning of your heart. Because at some point, because there are individual differences, there are things that will happen that will cause some sparks of misunderstanding. And in those days, it will have to, what will help you survive is that your heart is rightly positioned. Let me say this to you. I have a very fundamental belief system. Number one, I don't believe that anybody leaves me means that the fellow will not do well in life. I don't believe that. Are you following what I'm saying? And I don't believe that's a very important, and I don't believe that if a relationship has become toxic to me and is dampening my heart, and after several warnings, I take steps back. I don't believe that means the fellow will not be fulfilled. I will not be fulfilled in destiny. I don't believe that. So you will never hear me say that somebody has left me, the fellow will not be fulfilled. I will not say that. Because I understand my limitation as a man. That also does not validate the fact that the fellow will do well. It just means for my own heart to be correct, I have chosen this belief system. Have you seen people that left great people and thought because they left, those people will come down? And they forget that the system that brings men up is not a blind system. They can preach against them and say many things, as long as the way of the man is right with God. Are you following what I'm telling you here now? I have certain things that have positioned my heart, and that positioning will benefit only me, not you. If I come here to teach about giving, and I end up talking about how you should invest your money and all that, it is because of the posture I have given my own heart. It doesn't mean it will help you. So I tell people that while you celebrate a father and say he has a large heart, be careful that that heart is not so large enough that your burial ground is there. Because that can also mean that he has put a system in place just to be saved before God. And you may be dying and perishing, and the man just holds his cool. And that is what you are celebrating. It is not yours to celebrate. If you are celebrating the likeness of heart of your father, it means he, not just that he's patient, he has watched you to die in some ways. For your sake, he should not hold his peace. That is what you need. So you should even cry and say, I notice that the child that the father loves, he chastised. How come Cain has not been coming my direction? That's correct heart position. Are you following what I'm teaching you here now? So you must understand the difference between the systems that a man of God has in place for his own safety. Are you following what I'm saying? And the systems that it's not about you, it's about him. And you have to tell yourself and re-inform yourself and re-engineer yourself that this is it. All right? Master commitment. Master what? Master what? Commitment. Now I want to decree blessings over you. I decree and declare over every one of you connected to this grace. Number one, you will not fall on the wayside. Say that amen again loud and clear. You will not vanish like smoke. The dagger of offense will not carry you away. You will not miss it. The mercy of God will keep you. May you always receive help from above. May the grace of God help you. You won't fail God. You won't fail his plans for you. You won't fail his purpose. As this house steps into another altitude, you will not lag behind. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Give the Lord a big hand.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries, UB.